Katy Country 94 weather.
Summertime fishing is here. Wholesale Liquor on Highway 24 in Beloit is celebrating with their last Friday First Drink event. This Friday, July 28th from 4 to 6 p.m. Stop by to fish in their pool, which is full of giveaways and discounts. And make sure to sign up to win a Coors Light cooler and tackle box, plus many other cool items. Don't forget that Wholesale Liquor sells fishing licenses, and enjoy drink samples from 4 to 6 this Friday. Hungry? Grab lunch beginning at 11 a.m. this Friday with Big T's Food Truck. It's Wholesale Liquor's last Friday First Drink event this Friday, July 28th from 4 to 6 p.m. on Highway 24 in Beloit.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A heat advisory begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and continues until 9 p.m. Thursday night. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with a high of 101. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight, lows level off around 72. Highs around 101 tomorrow, mainly sunny. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 87.
Hustle or Turf commercial mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or are a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like the 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industrial-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle whatever you throw at them. Build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler mower at Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas.
Snell & Pessinger Appliance is still open. Visit them for the best in appliances on South Mill in downtown Beloit. I repeat, Snell & Pessinger Appliance, still open and ready to serve you.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Kansas Highway Patrol has been ordered to stop its infamous two-step technique by a federal judge in what the American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas calls a huge win for all motorists using state highways. The U.S. District Court ruled KHP's policies and practices violate the Fourth Amendment, releasing a Friday opinion that the KHP has waged war on motorists, especially out-of-state residents traveling between Colorado and Missouri on Federal Highway I-70 in Kansas. The trial challenged the constitutionality of the KHP's policy of targeting out-of-staters and other suspicious people for vehicle searches by drug-sniffing dogs, along with the Kansas two-step maneuver. The two-step is a technique taught to KHP personnel in which they ended a routine traffic stop and begin a separate effort to dig for more information and gain entry to a vehicle to search for contraband. The opinion said the KHP's actions weren't a fair fight. KHP spokespeople couldn't be reached for comment on the situation. You can read much more about this story at the website at katycountry94.com. The ruling does come after 2 weeks of trials. The court found that the practice of unlawfully detaining motorists in Kansas without reasonable suspicion or consent, especially those out of state, and decreed that the Kansas two-step violates the Fourth Amendment, extending traffic stops without reasonable suspicion and without the motorist knowing intelligent and voluntary consent. Also in state news, Governor Laura Kelly announced on Friday that Monday, August 14th, American icon Dolly Parton will visit Kansas to celebrate the statewide success of her Imagination Library program at a closed event hosted by the Imagination Library of Kansas. Starting Friday, every child in Kansas from birth to age 5 could receive free books every month from Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, made possible through increased funding provided to the Kansas Children's Cabinet and Trust Fund by Governor Laura Kelly and the Kansas Legislature. These funds supplement local and regional resources to ensure equitable opportunity across the state. The Imagination Library has gifted over 200 million books worldwide since its launch in 1995. Inspired by her father's inability to read and write, Dolly Parton started her Imagination Library to foster a love of reading for the children within her home county. Today, her program mails over 2 million high-quality, age-appropriate books directly to children's homes each month. For more information, you can visit ImaginationLibrary.com. And for more on the story, visit KatyCountry94.com. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, www.heartchoicesbeloit.com. Well, coming up on Tuesday, July 25th, Mildred Schindler-Jansen is appearing at Concord City Methodist Church from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. She'll answer questions about experiences from her life growing up in Germany as a five-month-old American baby until a teenager when she finally could come back to the U.S. Her World War II award-winning memoir, Surviving Hitler, Evading Stalin, the 94-year-old will happily autograph her book. You can come anytime. Snack provided by the Concord City Public Library and meet this amazing lady. Also, Downs Grief Share Support Group will be having an informational meeting July 29th at 10 a.m. The Zion Lutheran Church. That's this Saturday. Grief Share offers help and encouragement after the death of a spouse, family member, or friend. Those attending the informational meeting will decide the time and day of the week the support group will meet beginning the week of August 13th. For more information, you can email info@rosevalleychurch.org or leave a message at 785-454-3733. That's the news this hour. Reporting for Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake, I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
And Harmon makes his history at Hoyt Lake. The 15th American to win this championship in the last 20 years.
And another lefty has a major. Fifth different left-handed player to win the big one.
Brian Harmon wins his first major at the British. We'll have more on that coming up in this sportscast. We look at local sports summer baseball state tournaments. The Royals back in action Sunday. Two new members of the Baseball Hall of Fame. An NBA team has been sold. And an update on NASCAR. It's all coming up in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. In local sports, the Beloit Grasshoppers became the second Beloit team to win the Pee Wee State Baseball Championship. They took down the Concordia Knights 8-3 on Friday night. Also at the Pee Wee State Tournament, Osborne finished their season with a win, taking a third place finish. A 7-1 victory over Hanover. Full bracket and history of the Pee Wee State champions can be found at ncksports.com. Also, the American Legion AA State Tournament in Concordia. Beloit went 0-2 Friday. They finished their season at 15-10. Concordia Blues beat Beloit Friday to move to the consolation semis. They won over Corning, then beat Garnett to advance to the finals. Iola won the state title with a 10-0 win over Concordia Sunday morning and afternoon. The full bracket for that tournament also at ncksports.com. And you can see the update on the K18 State Tournament at Lucas. First round Saturday, Smith Center Red beat Phillipsburg 9-4. Colby over Concordia F&A 15-7. Beloit Red over Scott City 14-6. Clay Center beat Waukini 11-3. Semis on Sunday, Colby beat Smith Center Red 8-6. And Clay Center over Beloit Red 11-7. Finals will be on Wednesday in Lucas. Third place Smith Center Red against Beloit Red. And in the championship, Colby faces Clay Center in Lucas.
High fly ball, deep right field. Waters back on the track at the wall. See ya!
That homer by Anthony Rizzo gave the Yankees a 5-0 lead. They went on to win 8-5 over the Royals Sunday, finishing off a three-game sweep in the Bronx. The Yankees scored 4 in the bottom of the first. Rizzo added the solo homer in the third. Royals fought back with a solo homer by Salvador Perez in the fourth and a two-run shot from Michael Massey in the sixth to get within 5-3. Yankees took advantage of a Royals error, played at 3 in the eighth. Freddie Fermin and Kyle Isbell each had solo homers in the ninth, but it wasn't enough in the three-run loss. Royals manager Matt Quatrero on playing from behind.
We were competitive throughout with the at-bats. I mean, you go down to the last thing. Eighth inning, we got the go-ahead run at the plate. Ninth inning, you battle back after a tough bottom of the eighth. But yeah, it's never ideal to play from behind, but Jordan settled in and gave us a good opportunity to get back in the game.
Taking the loss, Jordan Lyles is now 1-12 on the season, while the Royals fell to 28-73, losing their fifth straight. They start a three-game series with the Guardians at 6-10 tonight in Cleveland. Also Sunday, the Baseball Hall of Fame welcomed two new members. Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland were both inducted into the Hall of Fame at the ceremony in Cooperstown. McGriff finished his career with 493 homers, a .284 average. Played 19 seasons with six different organizations. He started with the Blue Jays, was an all-star with the Padres, Braves, and Devil Rays, retiring in 2004 at the age of 40. Scott Rowland hit 316 homers, had a career average of .281 in 17 seasons, the bulk of his career in Philadelphia and St. Louis, before finishing after 3.5 seasons in Cincinnati. For more on McGriff and Rowland's Hall of Fame induction, you can visit MLB.com. As heard at the beginning of this sportscast, American Brian Harmon picked up his first ever major golf championship on Sunday, taking the Open at Royal Liverpool by 6 strokes in the end over Jason Day, Tom Kim, Sepp Straka, and John Rahm. After having his best day on Friday, Harmon shot a 69 Saturday, but there was a moment during the day that motivated him.
And Harmon makes his history at Hood Lake.
It's the 15th American to win this championship in the last 20 years.
And another lefty has a major. Fifth different left-handed player to win the big one.
Prior to winning Sunday's British Open, Harmon's top finish at a major was a tie for second in the U.S. Open in 2017. In the NBA, the Board of Governors approved the sale of the Charlotte Hornets to a group led by Rick Schnall and Gabe Plotkin. Sources state the vote was 29-1 to approve the sale, Knicks owner James Dolan being the lone vote against. Sale ends a 13-year run for Michael Jordan as the majority owner and is likely to be finished within the next 2 weeks at an approximate valuation of $3 billion. Finally, in sports, despite leading just 9 of 160 laps Sunday at Pocono, Denny Hamlin brushed by Kyle Larson to take the checkered flag. It was the 50th Cup Series win for Hamlin in his career, and he also passed Jeff Gordon for most Cup wins at Pocono with 7. Martin Truex Jr. still holds a 30-point lead in the Cup standings over William Byron. Only 5 races remain until the playoffs, with Richmond up next this Sunday afternoon. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.